Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So the holiday season is here, and for many that means twinkling colored lights on a Christmas tree, songs of hope, warmth, and lots of good cheer.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Okay, so Nat King Cole offers one vision of this season. And if that's your take, then this next segment is definitely not for you.
But if you're overwhelmed and disillusioned with the crass commercialism and the fake, tinsely sentimentality of it all, then Aaron McKeown has a show for you. This Friday at Club Passim, the singer-songwriter will host her anti-holiday spectacular.
It's a holiday song party that has nothing to do with those roasting chestnuts, Santa's reindeer, or lavish present. She calls it the world's first anti-capitalist, pro-queer, suspicious of Christmas's patriotism, sex-positive, not safe for work, multi-ethnic, radical leftist, anti-holiday show, and I almost got through that. But Aaron McKeown is here with us. Welcome, Aaron McKeown. Good to have
hey,
you.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good to have you in here. Let me just say that Aaron McKeown is a musician, writer, producer with 9 albums to her name, including a collection of anti-Christmas songs, and she joins us now. And we can't say the name of that CD on this program, but it's a great group of songs there, and it's great to have you. So why don't you start off with a song from your anti-holiday spectacular? Tell us what it is.
Well, it's called It's a Very Queer Christmas, and every word of this is true.
It's a very queer Christmas. Okay, here we go.
After Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Easter, President's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, my birthday, your birthday, everybody's birthday, and Flag Day. My favorite holiday is Christmas. So let's celebrate, take a trip, someplace special, someplace hip. Some place where we can relax and play. I know, let's head home for the holidays. Because at this most painful time of the year, things are bound to get a little queer. Well, hello, it's good to see you, though we wish you'd come alone. But since you brought your friend, it's a very queer Christmas. Let me show you where you'll stay. Do you see these separate twin beds? One for you and for your friend. It's a very queer Christmas. We'll decorate the tree like we did when you were small. Before you cut your hair off. I'm trying to act natural. I'm trying to act natural. I've cooked all your favorite foods. What do you mean you don't eat meat? You're vegetarian and you're gay. It's a very queer Christmas. Hope you brought some nicer clothes. You should really learn to dress. We're expecting you at church. It's a very queer Christmas. The stockings have been hung, too, for every happy couple. Except for yours, which hangs alone. Was I supposed to get her a present? Was I supposed to get her a present? Cousin Kelly got a job. She and Rob are doing great. When will you quit that music? It's a very queer Christmas. So the family's coming soon. Do you think you could keep this quiet? It's just your grandma's not dead yet. It's a very queer Christmas. We'll gather round the table in love and joy and grace. I will smile, but inside I am really dying. Why'd you ruin Christmas? Why'd you ruin Christmas? Why'd you ruin Christmas? Ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da. It's a very queer Christmas. Ba ba da da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da. It's a very queer crisp sing along in Radio Land. Ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da. It's a very queer Christmas.
All right. That's Aaron McKeown performing It's a Very Queer Christmas from her collection of anti-holiday songs that she'll be performing at her anti-holiday spectacular. at Club Passim this Friday. And Aaron, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Wonderful to be here.
So you said every word of that song is true. So built from personal experience.
Yeah.
So going home for Christmas, not such a great experience.
No. And you know, as an adult, you get choices, which is the greatest thing about being an adult, is you don't have to anymore. But I found myself still really angry about the whole thing and still really hurt. And found that writing a song about it was really great. And the best part is that I have had so many people, especially that song, people have said to me, oh, right, yes, the same thing happened to me.
Mm. So. Well, you write in that song, the most painful time of the year. Why is it such a painful time of the year for so many? Because I just have a feeling that a lot of people are listening to you out there going, oh, yeah, I know what she's talking about.
Well, I mean, there's so many reasons to choose from, right? And it's entirely personal. But for me, it's always been, I've always been someone that's really been sensitive to going through the motions versus being very sincere. And so for me, this sort of ritualized going through the motion, whether you mean it or not, because you have to, because the calendar says so, has always rung really hollow for me. And I think also, again, like as an adult, you know, I like to, I want a little space to feel differently than everyone around me. Christmas feels very suffocating to me. Mm. And I draw the line between, there's a song on the record that says, you know, you wish us a happy holidays, but you really mean a Merry Christmas. And that's a big part of the season for me, is that it's very suffocating for myself and other people who don't celebrate Christmas, maybe have other traditions, and they're sort of the PC happy holidays, but really people mean a Merry Christmas.
So tell us how you began writing this anti-holiday music in the first place. Where did the idea come from?
The idea came from initially from a theater company. I live in Western Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and a local theater company I've worked with a number of times was doing a play a couple years ago, a kind of soft anti-Christmas play called Santa Side. Santa gets stabbed with an icicle and a sort of a whodunit at the North Pole. But anyway, they said, would you write some dark Christmas carols for the halftime show? And I said, I said, sure, and I wrote three of them so quickly, and they were all too foul to be used for their purposes. And
even for a show about Santa side?
Yeah, exactly. And so that light bulb went on for me that maybe I had more to say, and maybe there'd be a more appropriate place to say it, and I wrote the rest of the album very, very quickly.
Sounds like it was cathartic.
Sure, absolutely cathartic, and like I said before, community building. I mean, I've lost a few people along the way, I think. But
I was going to say, I was reading that when you put out this collection of songs, you got some great reviews, but also some not so great reviews from folks who appreciated you as a musician before that, right?
Yeah, if you know, if this is your first time hearing what I do, I encourage you to check out other things that I've done. I love this project, but I also fear that you may not know anything else I do. But anyway. If you do know my other music, it's always been thoughtful, kind of adventurous. I like to push different edges. So for me, this project kind of comes out of that and shouldn't be a surprise. But there were a few people who couldn't seem to find the humor.
Who like the idea of those roasting chestnuts and
yeah, and
the
honestly,
Santa sleigh bells and
sure, and I think it's because you know it's I mean I don't there's the only reason I made this record is because I had and I have had unhappy experiences growing up, so it's not a mystery to me that's where it comes from for me. So if someone says you hate Christmas because you didn't like it growing up, and I'm like, yes,
that's good,
exactly right.
good enough for me. Well, Aaron McKeown, let's hear another song from your anti-holiday spectacular.
Sure. This one is there's another aspect of Christmas, and I guess hating Christmas, that I take so much pleasure in, which is that if you hate Christmas, somehow there's a sub-conversation that you are un-American somehow for not liking Christmas. And I think I'm quite American in a number of ways. So this is for the folks who are worried about the war on Christmas. This is perhaps their theme song. Christmas, love it or leave it, it's the American thing to do. Christmas, love it or leave it, hey you Muslim, hey you Jew.
Christmas stands for freedom. We're only telling you what we've been told. Christmas, love it or leave it, die for the green, red, white, and gold. If you don't have a Christmas tree, probably forgot about 9/11. You ain't got no Advent wreath, I bet you don't believe in heaven. If your yard's not decorated, bet your flag's been desecrated. Under mistletoe you won't kiss, you surely are a terrorist. Oh, Christmas, love it or leave it, it's the American thing to do. Christmas, love it or leave it, hey you Muslim, hey you Jew. Christmas stands for freedom, we're only telling you what we've been told. Christmas, love it or leave it, die for the green, red, white, and gold. Oh, if your roof's not hung with lights, you probably think the gays have rights. You don't see no tinsel or garland, how do you feel about abortion? Don't hang that holly branch, well, you must be from France. Don't celebrate like we do, son, you don't understand the Constitution. What, Christmas, love it or leave it, it's the American thing to do. Christmas, love it or leave it, hey you Muslim, hey you Jew. Christmas stands for freedom, we're only telling you what we've been told. Christmas, love it or leave it, die for the green, red, white, and gold. Well, if you don't want to buy presents, bet you voted for the black president. Or worth to give just one, guarantee you don't own a gun. You're not wearing anything seasonal, you're probably an illegal. So before we can accept your gift, we're gonna check your birth certificate. Oh, Christmas, love it or leave it, it's an American thing to do. Christmas, love it or leave it, hey you Muslim, hey you Jew. Christmas stands for freedom, we're only telling you what we've been told. Christmas, love it or leave it, die for the green, red, white, and gold. Oh, Christmas, love it or leave it, it's the American thing to do. Christmas, love it or leave it, hey you Muslim, hey you Jew. Christmas stands for freedom, we're only telling you what we've been told. Christmas, love it or leave it, die for the green, red, white, and gold.
All right, that's Erin McKeown performing Christmas, Love It or Leave It. It's part of her anti-holiday spectacular, which she'll be performing at Club Passim this Friday. Erin, really clever, funny stuff. I love the line, if you don't want to buy presents, bet you voted for the black president. How does your writing process work? Do these lines just tumble out of you?
Well, I first want to say I wrote this song 2 years ago, and unfortunately, it's still funny. for this project, you know, once I just started thinking about it, it was like the floodgates opened, and there was a period of really about 2 months where you couldn't have a conversation with me and you couldn't look me in the eye because my mind was just thinking of, like, terrible things to say, awful things about Christmas, as many puns as I could think of, different ways Christmas has patriotism, things like that. And it does just really came, this just really came tumbling out. I think I've prepared for it my whole life.
That's great. A lot of your music expresses a certain kind of political activism, and I'm wondering if this anti-holiday spectacular, is it a form of activism as well?
Yeah, and I like that. I like that. It makes me feel a little less embarrassed playing this music here in the austere halls of WBUR. For a long time I kept my music and my politics very separate. I've made a lot of albums and I've been doing this for a really long time. for a really long time. And I kept my things very, very separate. And at some point, you know, certainly in the last 3 or 4 years, it became incumbent upon me and it felt important to not try to keep those things so separate anymore. I was worried about writing a bad song. You know, that's the reason I think most people don't mix politics and music, is because you don't want a bad song with a good message. And go ahead.
No, Erin, I was just going to say, before time runs out, we'd love to get one more song out of you that you could sort of play us out of this the show with. But first, I want to remind our listeners that you've been listening to Erin McKeown. She's going to be performing her anti-holiday spectacular at Club Passim this Friday. A lot more information at radioboston.org. And Aaron, thanks so much for coming in. And what are you going to do for us?
It's been a pleasure. I want to thank you all for taking this risk. Again, the name of the album cannot be said on the radio, and nor can the complete title of this last song. It's called Santa Is A, and you may fill in the blank with whatever your preferred word is.
All right. Santa Is A blank. Aaron McKeown.
Santa is a liar and a thief. Don't know how he gets away with it, but think about it, he's a creep. He creeps into your house at night, makes a holy mess. That is just the start of it, let me tell you about the rest. Santa promises the children what their parents can't afford. This day and age of stagnant wage, who can buy the hottest toy? He perpetuates a capitalist system, he's an icon of the right, and he only visits Christians. Why, he's an anti-Semite. Santa.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
To destroy you and expose you as an evil man. Santa's selfish and he's cruel to the reindeer on his sleigh. And he overworks his elves worse than child slavery. Where do you think he gets that coal filling stockings Christmas Eve? Why, it's mountaintop removal and unsafe mining practices. Santa, how I hate you, and everyone just thinks you're grand. It is my mission to destroy you and expose you as an evil man. Corporate pig, he's outsourcing all his wares. He's a gluttonous sugar addict, swiping cookies everywhere. But I've left the worst for last, for the supposed saintly chap. He's an unrepentant pervert, all those children in his lap. Santa, how I hate you, and everyone just thinks you're grand. It is my mission to destroy you and expose you as an evil man. So little children, hear my song and my bitter, bitter words. Don't you mess around with Santa, you're only asking to get hurt. Drop the stupid game, 'cause now you've seen the truth. You're better off accepting that's a on your roof. Oh, Santa, how I hate you, and everyone just thinks you're grand. It is my mission to destroy you and expose you as an evil, lying, capitalist, anti-Semitic, sick and twisted, animal abusing, overeating, outsourcing, earth raping, creepy, 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 creepy of a man.
Yeah, all right. This was really fun. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, guys.
That was great.